In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6, Paul says that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But when we come to be absent from the body in death, we will be present in the Lord. You have to remember that death in the Bible, which of course means death as it really is not a cessation of being or a cessation of consciousness, but rather the separation of two things that are supposed to go together. Spiritual death is the separation of our spirit from the Spirit of God due to the breach of our relationship with God caused by the sin of our first parents when they turned their backs on God in the garden, as well as all of our individual sins. That's why God was telling the truth when he warned Adam and Eve that in the very day they ate of the forbidden fruit, they would die. And die they did indeed that very day. They died spiritually. Physical death, on the other hand, is the separation of our souls from our bodies. Another two things meant to go together, but what must part due to sin. But Paul makes it clear that when we as believers are separated from our bodies in death, we go, that is, our souls go, to be present with the Lord. And Paul confirms this elsewhere in Philippians chapter 1. Paul says that for him to live is Christ and to die is gain, because it means departing to be with Christ. That's verses 21 and 23. We go to be with Christ when we die, and Christ is in heaven, specifically in the throne room of God. We're told this in Mark chapter 16 and verse 19. After the Lord spoke with him, he was received up into heaven and set down at the right hand of God. That's where Jesus is, and that's where we go to be when we die. Now, this often gives rise to the related question of where did believers go before Jesus ascended into heaven? And the answer is they went to a place of comfort awaiting the ascension of Christ into heaven. No one, you see, no one ascended into heaven until Jesus ascended into heaven. He's the one who blazed that trail. He's the one who opened that door for us. It is only because Christ conquered Satan's sin and death in his own death and resurrection that he, as a man, was qualified to ascend into heaven. And that's why it is literally true when the Bible speaks of a new heaven and a new earth upon the ascension of Jesus. When Jesus ascended into heaven, for the first time ever, there was a man in the presence of God in heaven. So heaven had changed. Heaven had changed physically because there was a man in the presence of God in heaven. Heaven changed governmentally because Jesus was made the King of heaven. And the earth was changed governmentally because the earth was placed over finally a man who accomplished what Adam was supposed to accomplish but failed to do. And then upon the day of Pentecost, the earth was changed physically when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon mankind in the earth. Because salvation of Old Testament saints such as Abraham and Sarah and many others was sure in the sovereignty of God and the future work of Christ, they went upon their deaths to a place of peace and comfort that was sort of an anticipation of heaven. Unbelievers, on the other hand, went to a place of discomfort and punishment that was an anticipation of hell, or more specifically, the lake of fire. Now, we see both of these places referenced by Jesus in his story of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16. Jesus tells us there that Lazarus, when he died, his body is buried, and his soul, his conscious self, is carried by the angels to what Jesus called Abraham's bosom, which is a place of comfort. And there, Lazarus is in the presence of Abraham, and by implication, all of the Old Testament saints. When the rich man dies, his body is also buried, and his soul is sent to a different place, a place of torment in Hades. And through Jesus' telling of the story, we can glean some further detail about these two places, which he calls Abraham's bosom and Hades. First of all, there's a great gulf fixed between the two so that people could not travel back and forth. And yet, the inhabitants of the two places could see one another afar off, Jesus tells us, and could even communicate across that gulf that was separating the two. So they're in two different places, one of comfort, the other of torment, with a gulf fixed between them so no one can travel between the two. And yet they're in some sort of proximity to one another, which enables the inhabitants to see one another and actually communicate. Now, one of the reasons why it is easy for us to get confused about these two places, Abraham's bosom and Hades, is because of the different way these two words are used in the New Testament. Hades is the Greek word that's used to translate the Old Testament Hebrew word Sheol. And sometimes Hades is used specifically to refer to the place of torment where the rich man was sent in Luke chapter 16. But sometimes Hades is used simply to refer to the grave or to the abode of the dead in general, which would include both Abraham's bosom where Lazarus was and the place of torment where the rich man was. So you really have to look at the context when the Bible, New Testament, refers to Hades to figure out which one it was talking about. And now this helps us to understand the Apostles' Creed, which we say every week and we will say later in the service today, when it says that Jesus descended into Hades. It is not saying that Jesus descended into the lake of fire or to the place of torment where the rich man went. It is using the term Hades to refer generally to the region of the dead. And it is saying more specifically that Jesus, upon his death, went to Abraham's bosom where the Old Testament saints were in anticipation of heaven. When Jesus then ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, the Old Testament saints, as well as the thief on the cross, went with Jesus to heaven. And there was no more Abraham's bosom at that point, for it had fulfilled its purpose and it had been emptied. Now, this also explains what Paul means in Ephesians chapter 4 when he says, when Jesus ascended on high, he led captivity captive. And he says, he ascended. What does this mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. So Jesus descended into Abraham's bosom and announced the good news to the Old Testament saints. 3 days later, Jesus departs Abraham's bosom, being raised from the dead in new glorified life. He spends 40 days appearing to the disciples and speaking to them of the kingdom of God. That's in Acts chapter 1. And then 40 days later, Jesus ascends up into heaven. And when he goes, so do the Old Testament saints in Abraham's bosom. And ever since, those who die in the Lord go directly to be with Jesus in heaven. That is part of our hope as Christians, which Paul tells us in Romans is a hope that will not disappoint. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.